You're listening to SBS News.
Russia has suspended involvement in a UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal, which will cut Ukrainian exports from its crucial ports. The agreement allows shipments of grain from Ukraine, one of the world's largest exporters, that the Russian invasion had halted. The announcement comes after what Moscow says was a major Ukrainian drone attack on its fleet in Crimea and puts a dent in attempts to ease the global food crisis. US President Joe Biden condemned the move as ridiculous and says it will damage food access.
Truly outrageous. There's been increased starvation. There's no reason for them to do that. But they're always looking for some rationale to be able to say the reason they're doing something outrageous is because the West made them do it. And there's no merit to what they're doing. The UN negotiated that deal, and that should be the end of it.
Russia's defense ministry says Ukraine attacked the Black Sea fleet on the annexed Crimean Peninsula with 16 drones early on Saturday, and that British Navy had helped coordinate what they are calling a terrorist attack. On Saturday, Britain called Russia's claims false and suggested they were aimed at distracting attention from Russian military failures. A Russian Defence Ministry spokesperson has also accused British troops of damaging the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines that run under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Philip Ingram, a former British senior military intelligence and security officer, told the Sky Network that the UK is not to blame.
The most likely culprit behind the attacks is the only country that has got something to gain from this, and that's Russia. You know, they are continuing their economic war against the West, against the EU. This is the EU's main gas supply, or was. And they're doing the same with grain out of the Ukrainian southern Odessa ports and elsewhere. This is taking the Ukraine conflict and turning it into a global conflict with global impact.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky describes the decision by Russia to halt grain exports as predictable and says it will only add to the suffering of those who rely on this food.
This is an absolutely deliberate blockade by Russia. This is an absolutely transparent intention of Russia to return the threat of large-scale famine to Africa and Asia. Literally today, more than 2 million tons of food are in the sea. This means that access to food has actually worsened for more than 7 million consumers.
In a statement, the European Union said all parties must refrain from any unilateral action that would imperil a deal it described as a critical humanitarian effort. Since Russia and Ukraine signed the UN-backed Black Sea Grain Initiative in Turkey on July the 22nd, more than 9 million tonnes of corn, wheat, sunflower products, barley, rapeseed and soya have been exported. But ahead of the expiry of the deal on November the 19th, Russia has repeatedly said that there are serious problems with the arrangement. Ukraine complained Moscow had blocked almost 200 ships from picking up grain cargoes. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.